And now, from the Indiana Academy for Science, Mathematics, and Humanities in Muncie, comes news you can use if you're entering a college basketball office pool. A mathematics instructor there, John Reka, has produced a statistical model for upsets in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, the event known for short as March Madness. A little background first. There are 64 slots in the first round of the tournament, which are broken into four regional brackets of 16 teams each. The best team in each bracket, the number one seed, plays the worst team, the number 16 seed. Number two goes against number 15, and so on. But it's that first matchup, number one versus number 16, that intrigued John Reka.
What I was interested in is, what is the probability that a number 16-seeded team defeats a number one-seeded team? It's never happened since the tournament went to 64 teams in 1985, but we know it's possible, and there have been some close calls. And what I was looking for was a model that would assign a theoretical probability to that event.
Right. The theoretical probability, we could say crudely, is almost zilch. And how do you quantify that concept?
What I used was a normal distribution on each of the possible matchups in the first round, 3 versus 14, 4 versus 13, and so on. And I used the actual scores from the games of the first 17 years of the tournament to produce a model where I could then use it to predict what is the likelihood of an upset in each of those 8 possible matchups in the first round.
And?
According to my model, it's 0.022, about 2%, about 1 in 45.
And is it getting close? Have we had so many games now that we're overdue for an upset by a number 16 team over a number one seed?
Well, there have been 18 years now. There have been 72 games. There have been none. The model suggests it happens once every 11 years. It hasn't happened. It might happen twice this week. It might not happen for years.
So this sort of upset in the first round, 16 seed beating a number one seed, is actually more probable than we would imagine from what's happened so far. And so, for all we know, after 180 games have been played, there could be about 4 of them.
That's what my model suggests. And I do believe that there will be one sooner or later.
That's what your model says. What does your heart say about the NCAA tournament this year?
I'm not sure I'd go out on a limb for any 16 seeds, but I'd watch out for some of the 15s and 14s. Teams like East Tennessee State or Troy State might surprise people.
Well, Mr. Reka, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Mathematics instructor John Reka of the Indiana Academy for Science, Mathematics, and Humanities in Muncie, Indiana, talking with us about a statistical model for predicting upsets in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.